Special Committee on Budget for Friday, July 1 to order. We will open a work session on several bills, beginning with House Bill 5128, Department of Land Conservation Development. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5128 is the budget bill for the Department of Land Conservation and Development. This agency is responsible for managing Oregon's statewide land use planning system. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources approved a total budget of $16.6 million and 58.46 FTE. This is a 7.8% increase over the 03-05 legislatively approved budget and a 7.3% reduction from the governor's budget. The subcommittee reduced the governor's proposed budget to reflect the lower PERS and attorney general rates and to implement the House budget plan to reduce certain expenditure categories by 3%. The subcommittee also eliminated policy packages related to the review of the state's 30-year-old land use planning system. Instead, the subcommittee added $800,000 general fund and four positions to provide resources to the agency to deal with Measure 37 claims for compensation. The subcommittee noted that the agency may need to request additional funding of positions from the emergency fund if the number of claims filed continues to grow. Claims have increased from an average of 67 per month at the beginning of this session to about 110 per month currently. The subcommittee also reduced the agency's federal funds expenditure limitation to bring it in line with expected federal revenues in 05-07. The subcommittee approved performance measures as presented by the agency and directed the agency to develop two new ones, one relating to the processing of Measure 37 claims and one relating to economic revitalization. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends House Bill 5128 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the dash one amendments. Comments? Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be a no. I think we're not quite adequately addressing the work product needs of this agency or the timing by having them come to the emergency board. So just want to put that on the record. Thank you.
Objections?
I'll lock in.
What's that? But the records, but the records reflect that Representatives Avakian, Hansen, and March object. Motion carries. House Bill 5147, Representative Morgan.
The House Bill 5147 is the budget bill for the Department of State Lands. The department provides administrative support to the State Land Board, which is responsible for management of the Common School Fund assets. The department is responsible by statute for related programs such as removal, fill, and wetlands. It manages the South Slough National Estuarine Research Reserve and provides support to the Natural Heritage Advisory Council. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources approved a total budget of $108.4 million and 87.83 FTE. This is a 90% increase over the governor's budget, primarily as a result of a $54.6 million increase in the expected distributions to schools from the Common School Fund. Of the total budget approved by the subcommittee, $89.9 million is for Common School Fund distributions and $18.5 million is for agency operations. The budget for operations is $3.2 million below the governor's recommended funding level. The subcommittee reduced the proposed budget to reflect the lower attorney general and PERS rates, as well as the elimination of a number of policy packages. Several of these packages were eliminated or reduced with the understanding the agency could appear before the emergency board with a request for additional expenditure limitation if needed and or when additional information becomes available. The subcommittee approved the continuation of several limited duration positions for current operations, but eliminated five new positions requested in the governor's budget. The subcommittee reviewed the agency's performance measures and directed the agency to report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee with a progress report on developing certain measures. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends House Bill 5147 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the dash two amendments. Discussion? Representative Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just briefly, one of the cuts we made here will result in a loss of approximately $450 in federal grant support at this time, and so I'll be a no. Thank you.
Objections? Let the record reflect Representative March and Hansen object. Motion carries. House Bill 5155, Legislative Branch Agencies. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. House Bill 5155 is the budget bill for the six legislative branch agencies, including the Legislative Assembly, Legislative Administration Committee, Legislative Council Committee, Legislative Fiscal Office, Legislative Revenue Office, and the Commission on Indian Services. Although their budgets are contained in one bill, each of these entities is a separate state agency with unique statutory responsibilities. Overall, the budgets total $61.6 million of general fund and is a 4.8% increase compared to the 2003-05 approved budget level. The increase is primarily due to personal service adjustments related to PERS, health benefits, pension obligation bond debt service, and merit increases for eligible employees. The combined budgets were reduced by approximately $1.4 million of general fund for changes in PERS and Attorney General charge hourly rates. Due to the elimination of two policy packages, the elimination of one vacant position, the reduction of four full-time positions to session-only positions, and numerous services and supplies reductions. The reduction also includes reversion of approximately $1 million of general fund that would otherwise have been able to be carried over to the interim. The savings from these reductions were then utilized to cover the cost to replace an electrical gearbox that was installed in 1938, replace the bill drafting system, and perform related system upgrades, and add resources to address increased fiscal impact and performance measure analysis workload. The House General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development Subcommittee unanimously recommends House Bill 5155 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objections, motion carries. House Bill 2058A relating to health benefit plans, Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just a clarification of that typo there. It's actually relating to health-related licensing boards. House Bill 2058 creates separate accounts in the state treasury for nine health-related licensing boards, allows the interest earned on the accounts to be credited to the accounts, and allows the agencies to obtain financial services from the Department of Administrative Services instead of the Department of Human Services. The bill also continues the requirement that athletic trainers be licensed in Oregon by removing the sunset clause. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends House Bill 2058A be reported out due pass.
Thank you. Representative March recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objections, order. House Bill 2062A, again relating to health benefit plans. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2062 would allow a small employer with between 2 and 50 employees the opportunity to obtain new health benefit plans for their employees offered by the Insurance Pool Governing Board. The two new plans have been developed as a result of legislation passed in 2003. Employers would have to pay a portion of the employee's premium to offer either of the plans. This bill also authorizes the board to impose an assessment on insurance carriers contracted to offer these plans. The assessment would be in effect between March of 2006 and January of 2008. The board would use revenue generated from the assessment for marketing and training activities related to the two plans. Human Resources and Public Safety Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2062A be reported out due pass.
Thank you. Representative Hansen recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objections, it's ordered. House Bill 2065A relating to health benefits. Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And again, another little typo there. House Bill 2065A is actually relating to the Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. House Bill 2065A updates and clarifies provisions relating to the regulation of speech and hearing professionals. The revisions are needed to reflect national educational standards and strengthen the enforcement capabilities of the Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. The bill also allows the board to set fees through the administrative rule process. The board's 2005-07 budget relies on the proposed fee increases made possible by the passage of this bill. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends House Bill 2065A be reported out, do pass.
Representative March recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Discussion? Objections?
Mr. Chair. You voted no, and I reserve the right to vote no at this point. I amended the language. Thank you.
You what, sir?
I object, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
I knew that sign was going to come in.
Flash that toward the camera.
That's okay.
Not for sure. Representative Schopler objects. Motion carries. House Bill 2527 relating to manufactured structures. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. The Department of Consumer and Business Services Building Codes Division has several responsibilities regarding manufactured structures. The Manufactured Structures and Parks Advisory Board provides input to the Director of DCBS on the administration and enforcement of certain manufactured structured statutes. House Bill 2527 simply increases the minimum number of meetings of the advisory board each year from 1 to 2. This bill represents a consensus agreement between the director of DCBS and representatives of the manufactured structure industry. I personally want to thank both of them for coming to this consensus. Your General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that you approve House Bill 2527, that it be amended, and then be reported out due pass.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the dash 4 amendments. Discussion? Representative Hanson.
Well, just a question to the carrier. This bill actually increases the minimum number of meetings from 1 to 2?
And let me tell you, as King Solomon, we take that as a great victory, yes.
Okay, indeed.
Objections? Without objection, motion carries. House Bill 3497. Relating to criminal fine and assessment account. Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3497 changes the system for allocating revenues generated by criminal fines and assessments, or CFAA. Currently, these revenues are split between the general fund and the public safety fund based on a percentage distribution set by the legislature. For 2003-2005, 66.35% went to the general fund and 33.65% went to the public safety fund for allocation to specific public safety training, crime victims, and other programs. Under this bill, a new distribution system is established. All CFAA revenues will first be distributed to statewide public safety or criminal justice programs, with the remainder generated distributed to the general fund. The only programs eligible for the CFAA funds would be public safety training and certification, crime victims programs, state police forensics, thank you, and medical examiner services, and the LEDS program. After these programs are funded, the remainder is deposited in the general fund. The effective date of this bill, which is your Dash 3 amendment, is July 1, 2007, so the 2007-2009 budget will be developed under this new system. The Human Services and Public Safety Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 3497 be passed out, be reported out, do pass.
Thank you. Representative Wisnett recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the Dash 3 amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, supported. That concludes our agenda for today. We'll stand adjourned. Thank you all very much.